Good day, my friends. I pray you are well. I'm Pastor Tim Tootin with Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. This is First Wednesday prayer meeting, or you can call it a prayer session, a prayer study, a prayer discussion. But either way, the topic today is about prayer. We've been having it virtually lately, and so we're here in the great city of Hampton, Virginia. Wow. Always enjoy coming here. I've been coming here consistently for 30 years, minus a couple of years, of course, because of the pandemic. Why am I here? I end up going to the campus of Hampton University for the annual Hampton Ministers Conference and Choir Directors Guild. Now, again, 30 years I've been coming to this place. It is where ministers of all denominations come to be refreshed. It is where choir directors and musicians come to be empowered and to learn new music to the glory of God. But again, great to be here. Great to be with you. Thank you for taking time out of your day as we look to the Lord here in Hampton. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and how we thank you for the blessing of this day, how you have kept us during the course of the day. And so we come to give your name the glory. We come to give your name all of the praise in which it deserves. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. As I was driving down a few days ago, coming from the Baltimore County area to Hampton, and as I began to certainly sit with the Lord, I started thinking about faith. It's such a wide topic, but the Bible reminds us in the book of Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please him. Good day, my dear friends. I'm so glad you could join me for First Wednesday prayer. I'm coming to you from Hampton, Virginia. I'm actually on the air. Good day, my friend. This is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Glad to be the pastor of that congregation. We have some of the finest people, loving people you're going to find anywhere. And that's what I'm talking about. Every pastor ought to pump up their people and to tell the truth. So you are with me today. I'm in the city of Hampton, Virginia. Not far from here is the Hampton University campus. I've been coming down for 30 years, minus the 2 years of the pandemic, for the Hampton University's Ministers Conference, 109 years. And of course, the Choir Directors Guild is also important. The workshop for musicians, that's been 89 years. So a lot of history here in the city of Hampton. And so I thought this would be a great place to do a First Wednesday prayer meeting, prayer discussion, prayer talk, put it all together. It's about prayer. So let's open even with the word of prayer. Father, we do come in the name of Jesus, and how we thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon us from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy. We are not worthy, but God, are you worthy? So we thank you for this time just to spend with your people. We thank you for this time that we can remember things you've put in us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. I want to talk and to guide our time today dealing with faith. The Bible says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We like to see things, and we pray oftentimes because we have a request from the Lord. And in doing so, we have this thing that we want. We have this situation that we want to change, and yet we have to believe that God can do it. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we know that it's impossible to please God without faith. I thought about that. I said, you know, sometimes our faith is like this, and sometimes it's like this. But Jesus reminds us that we would need to have the faith the size of a mustard seed, which is very small, that we could move mountains. So I come to just talk about that, asking the Lord to increase our faith, that when we come before him, just believing that he is going to answer our prayer. It may be a prayer of waiting. It may be a yes prayer. We've talked often about this. Or the prayer response may be no. But as we approach him, it's something about the approach. That as we come to the Lord in prayer, do you really believe and do I really believe that God is able to do it? And the answer is yes. When you look back over your life, no matter what your age is, I would declare that you have a history with God, that he has brought you through many situations. I often say that we are evidence of prayer, that someone prayed for us, someone is still praying for us, and yet God is keeping us. So as we come during this particular prayer session, just want to come with faith. You know, there's so many decisions we're facing. Do we really believe? Do we really believe that God can do it? Do we really believe that God can change our hearts? Do we really believe that God can give us peace and can give us joy and can give us wisdom? Yes, I believe that. And so when we come in prayer, we must not come doubting. It says it's like the wind, the ship moving. But I just want to impress upon you, as I impress upon myself, that when we come boldly before the throne of grace, that we come with faith, speaking it, believing it. So even now, I want to pray for you as you're watching in faith. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Help our unbelief. Destroy our time of not believing that you can do something, our timidness. I pray in the name of Jesus that we might come freely in the Holy Spirit tonight, God. What we pray for today is for your peace. We know about the peace of Jerusalem, but we pray for the peace of Virginia, Hampton, Virginia, where we stand. We pray for communities outside of Hampton, Virginia, Maryland, in fact, the United States of America. But we come, just one person, just a body of people, believing in faith that you can turn a situation around, that we can't just give up and say, well, it is what it is. No, God, we come tugging at your throne today, saying that we have faith. We believe it. We don't doubt that you can make a difference in the world, but help us and use us, dear God, to be one of the persons who would do what? To go out into the world. In Jesus' name we pray. I thought about one of the other passages that James lift up. It says that faith without works is dead. I said, now that's something right there. You can have all this faith, but we got to do something. The saints of old would say, put your shoulders to the wheel. And so as we come today in this time of prayer, first Wednesday, and we talk about having faith in God, believing what God can do, to think about this, that faith without works has had a funeral. Faith without works is dead. Wow. That's pretty deep, that we got to put our sneakers on and we got to approach people. We got to engage people and let them know what is possible by giving them our testimony. You don't have to get a 10-gallon Bible and beat nobody over the head. But as you approach persons, as God designs the moment for you, we know that we got to do something. And that do something, that is the works, may be taking time to engage someone in a conversation. It may be taking time to smile at them and to let them know that God is real in your life. I'm stuck on this thing. Faith without works. Faith subtracting works is a dead faith. What does a dead faith look like? It's one that's going nowhere. And so that is the prayer for me today and the prayer for you today, that we might put some muscle, some elbow grease, so to speak, with our faith. And so I just want to drop that on you today as our time of discussion, our time of prayer. I believe in grabbing some things and then running with them. And if there's one piece that has blessed me, it is the prayer without works aspect of what God has commanded to us by way of Jesus Christ. So let me ask you even now, is there something that you have been praying for and you've gotten to the point that you just don't believe God is going to do it? Or you've prayed, but you've been directed toward this area and say, God, if you don't do it this way, it's not going to happen. If you don't use this person to do it, it's not going to happen. I think then we're limiting God. That having faith is believing that God can do it any way he wants to do it. In fact, he's blown our minds so many times because we were looking over here. He said, you're looking at the wrong place and the wrong person. And so with that decision you have to make this week, have faith in God that he will guide you and direct you and give you the wisdom. And he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. That goes with the tithing scripture in the book of Malachi. But even in this context, God wants to do some things. He is trying to increase our faith. That is my prayer. If I had to sum it all up, increase my faith. Little faith, little power. Little prayer, little power. Much faith, much power. And so we come as we begin to close out this session. And thank you for taking time. I realize people's attention spans are short, but I want you to say, I got something out of that. And I've got something out of it. As I was driving along, that word was impressed upon me, this sense of faith. And what does it mean in the life of the believer? We are faithful people. We've come from a faithful experience of faith-filled dilemmas. And God has brought us through. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And technically, we're on assignment today. Our assignment today, our assignment tomorrow, our assignment all week is to have faith in you. You, God, who sits high, who looks low. You who sent your darling son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Give us faith today, knowing that we can believe that even though we can't see it in the physical, that we believe that you're at work in our situations. But most of all, you're at work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I always like how the Lord works. Right in that prayer, I felt a breeze come through. It was like the ruach, the breath of God that came this way. I want to thank you for taking a moment for First Wednesday prayer. I pray that there was something that has blessed, has connected with you. Always be sure to check us out on come2harvest.org. That's come, the number 2, harvest.org. And there's so many things for you to find. We'd love to have you come visit. I have faith that you're coming to see us real soon. But even so, follow us, be a blessing. And listen, pray for us that we might have increased faith at Harvest Christian Ministries. Well, coming to you from Hampton, Virginia, here for the Ministers Conference, Pastor Tim Tootin, Harvest Christian Ministries. God bless you.